Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 147. Apple announces new features in Keynote, Pages, and Numbers to enhance remote presentations and working with documents on the go. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska, below the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement Tuesday, September 28th, how the new features in Keynote, Pages, and Numbers enhance remote presentations and working on documents on the go. Keynote adds new tools for collaborative presenting. Pages makes it easier to work with documents on the iPhone. And Numbers brings pivot tables to iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Let's now go to the show. Apple this week updated its iWork suite of productivity apps, including Pages, Keynote, and Numbers, with new features that enable users to present in powerful new ways and make it easier to work with documents on the go. Let's give an overview and we will discuss the new features more in depth. Let's start with the new tools in Keynote, which make presentations even more engaging, with the ability to show a live camera view of the presenter directly in the slides, and more collaborative with multi-presenter control. Pages makes it easier than ever to view and edit documents on the go by automatically displaying the text and images in a single column flow that is optimized for iPhone. And Numbers introduces pivot tables that bring powerful data analytics capabilities to iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Bob Borchers, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said on Tuesday, quote, "Whether they are in the office, at school, or working remotely, users around the world love Keynote, Pages, and Numbers for their powerful features, ease of use, and seamless experience across iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Today, we're adding even more power and capability to these apps with new productivity and collaboration features that enable anyone to create more personal and compelling presentations. Make working with documents on iPhone a breeze and bring full-featured pivot tables to mobile for the first time," he finished. Let's now delve deeper, starting with new ways to present in Keynote. Powerful new tools make Keynote presentations more personal, engaging, and collaborative. With the option to use front-facing camera on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, users can now add live video directly in their presentations. This allows the presenter to appear alongside the content in their slide, ideal for lectures, how-to videos, and remote presentations through video conferencing apps. Live video objects can be easily resized or styled with masks, frames, drop shadows, and reflections for a more elegant look. Mac users can connect multiple external cameras to further enhance the live video experience, and they can even show the screen of connected iPhone or iPad right on the slide for live interactive demos. With a new multi-presenter option, everyone can now easily control a shared slideshow right from their iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Whether they are in the same room or presenting remotely, multiple users can take turns advancing slides. Once a user is done with their slides, they can return control to the host or let another co-presenter take over to seamlessly continue the group presentation. Next is a new Pages experience optimized for iPhone. People read Pages documents on iPhone more than any other device, and Pages now offers a new experience that makes reading and editing documents on the go better than ever. With the latest update, Screen View automatically displays text, images, and other elements in a single column, continuous flow optimized for the iPhone screen. Text is enlarged to improve readability, photos and drawings are sized to fit the display, and tables can be scrolled horizontally. ScreenView is available for all word processing documents and doesn't require any additional setup. When enabled, users still have access to the complete set of editing tools and pages, and ScreenView can be switched off at any time so users can see the page layout for their document before printing or publishing. Numbers is up next with its powerful, easy-to-use pivot tables. With its intuitive interface and ability to showcase data with beautiful graphics and charts, Numbers has always been the best way for users to get the most out of their data. And now, with pivot tables, users can quickly summarize, group, and rearrange data to identify and analyze patterns and trends. Creating a pivot table in Numbers is quick and intuitive. Users can easily select the data to include, choose how to group and summarize it, and access through display options from the sidebar. The resulting pivot table appears in a clear layout that makes it easy for the users to read and gain insights. Users can visualize their pivot tables with insightful charts, share pivot data with others while keeping the source data private, and even import or export pivot tables to and from Microsoft Excel. Numbers is the first app to bring full-featured pivot tables to mobile with the same set of features across iPhone, iPad, and Mac, giving users access to this powerful data analytics tool wherever they work. Additionally, radar charts are a new chart type that makes it easier to visually compare multiple variables with similarities shown as overlapping areas, allowing differences and outliers to really stand out. And new filter options let users find duplicate entries and unique values in their data, or easily show or hide rows that match a specific value. So as we start to bring this story to a close, Keynote's Pages and Numbers also support the new translation features introduced in iOS 15, iPadOS 15, and macOS Monterey. Users can select text and quickly see a translation, hear it read out loud, and instantly replace the selection with their translated text. Additionally, Keynote, Pages, and Numbers come free on new iPhone, iPad, and Mac. These updates are now available to download at the App Store and the Mac App Store. You now have an overview of the new iWork suite of apps. We will go more in depth in implementing each of these features in the coming weeks. If you have new Apple news you would like me to cover, or just a general question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. There is a lot of news coming from Apple. I am expecting an announcement from Apple for starting the pre-order for the Apple Watch as soon as next week, with availability in later October. I would expect this series to go quickly and delivery dates slipping. If you want one, I would look for the news on the Mac Minute social network. Other places we post news are at Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. One of those special events is occurring on Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. The Alaskan Apple Users Group will be hosting, via Zoom, Mr. Ray Long, owner of the Alaska Mac Store and authorized Apple Service Center. I'm sure it will be very interesting, and I'm looking forward to his insight. Mac Minutes podcast listeners are invited to attend and can find out more information at the website akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and look forward to talking with you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Be safe, be nice, and please stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.